Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Hello, good morning. We continue the message of eternal salvation and the Word of Eternal Life here again, in which we are talking about Christ, who is the Son of God. So I explained about how Jesus became the Son of God in the last messages, repetitionally many times, but I always feel like to continue, keep on explaining it, because it's a hard part for many people to understand. So Jesus is the Word of God, which means he was the Word which God was speaking through. And if I'm speaking, it's me, my voice, it's my expression, it's all about myself, and I am saying this coming out of me, which means I myself is the word which was in me, and that word itself became translated. God was speaking through, he became flesh. That's what the miracle is about. This never happened in the history other than in the case of Christ, that we know Jesus is the only one who took a birth in the virgin's womb. There was also, every time we know how the conception happens between a husband and a wife, or a woman and a man with a physical relationship, that in this case, we know Jesus was a woman's son. That's what God said in the beginning to Adam and Eve. The woman's child will come and he will crush the serpent's head. So this has been already explained many times, that if anybody like to ask me a question and answer to this, how I can explain this, please send me your email, chacov, that is chacov@gmail.com. So this is very, 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 very important thing to understand. And it's a miracle which happened in the history of the world, that only one time a virgin became with a child. See, this is the greatest miracle ever happened, which is Christ. See, that's how Christ was born, that was prophesied, and his ministry, I explained, a few part of the ministry was as it was prophesied on the Messiah, which was fulfilled in Jesus Christ. So now we talked about Hebrews, how he is the divine, and he is the Son in the radiance of God's glory, and he is the exact replica of the Father God himself. So if God wants to appear to you in a bodily form, that is Jesus Christ. Come on. Now we have to make sure we understand this. If God wants to appear to you in human form, that you visibly you can see him, his name is Jesus Christ. So God came through Christ in the world. See, then Christ was in the spirit form as God himself, in his body, lived, and he had a human body that God gave him as he was taking the incarnation. So he himself was God in the human body, and he had perfectly as a human, he lived as a human, as needed the food, he needed water, he has thirst, he has hunger, he has feelings like us, he had cried, thirst, everything like a human, because he was in the human body. But when his godliness is as a God, he himself was God in spirit, and he lived in him, but he submitted and surrendered his authority and power to God the Father as he was in the human form. Now, that doesn't mean Jesus did not have the power as a God. There were time and time he did the miracles and he used his godly power. For example, we can see in the one of the incident, the first miracle Jesus performed is in the book of John chapter 3. Gospel of John chapter 3, where we have talked about it one other time earlier, that Jesus transformed or made the water, you know, and transformed into wine. So that's in the third chapter of Gospel of John, and we have read that, and it was discussed one time. Now, after that, Jesus had 12 disciples that he had, initially 6 of them, and then later he selected another 6, and total 12 disciples. See, in the Galilee of Cana, it was a great miracle that first time Jesus performed, right, that his disciples came to believe him. Jesus said, "Believe me, woman, a time is coming," when that was when he was going through Samaria. Now, before that, praise the Lord, before that, when you read in chapter 3, you can see there was a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, member of the Jewish ruling council, okay, which is Sanhedrin. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God. For no one could perform the miracles, signs you are doing if God were not with him." Look at him. You see, this is how people were supposed to know that he was from God. But Nicodemus did not identify him as the Messiah. He only identified him as a rabbi or a person or a teacher. But he also said, if without God in you, right, you cannot perform these miracles. So now Nicodemus is wondering who this Jesus is. Is he a prophet? All right. Is he the Messiah? He did not suggest that. But I don't know what he was thinking. But he said that God is with him. Otherwise, he cannot do these miracles. So basically, my friend Nicodemus, Jesus is the Christ, is a God. It's not that God is with him. He is God. In him, the Father also. And he is performing miracle. Amen. Right? That's why I am doing this. Praise the Lord. So in reply to that, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again." No one can see the kingdom of God. See, who can declare that? Such a powerful way that I am telling you truth. I am telling you the truth. You see, no one can and see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. You see, we talked about the kingdom of God. This is one of the major part of the messages Jesus was speaking about, the kingdom. The kingdom of God. See, now we have the Jewish people looking for their kingdom, their Messiah also. At the same time, we also have kingdom of heaven. Jesus often talked about kingdom of heaven. Then he's asking, also talking about kingdom of God. You see, will be explained as I go through this lecture or the message, that what's all about all three different kingdom we are talking about. They're all there. We are still going to implement all three of them. The first one, which is the kingdom of God, Christ already established. That is the kingdom of God in you, which is Christ is in you. Christ brought in the kingdom of God. Okay? There is righteousness, there's joy, peace, and Holy Spirit. The joy of the Holy Spirit. So that you have when you accept Christ. I mentioned in my last message, accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior, who came to show you that he is the Son of God, that you believe that he is the Son of God, and he took your punishment as a sinner's punishment, is death, which he took on him for the whole world, and he died on the cross, and he resurrected on the third day, that you believe in him. He died for you and your sins. You put your trust in him. You are saved. Your soul saved, which means your soul was dead. Your soul is dead, and you can't communicate with God, or God cannot communicate with you, which is what Dr. David Jeremiah says all the time, that you cannot communicate with God because your spirit is dead to God. Now God is opening your heart. Your spirit is listening. Your mind and your body, your soul is listening. The word, God's word, that Jesus came to save you, you believe in him, his death and resurrection, that he died for your sins. You believe in him, you accept it, and also accept you are a sinner. You confess your sins to God. See, there are some teachings that you don't need to confess. You just believe in God. There's another teaching that just believe in Jesus, which is called easy believism. You don't have to know who Jesus is. You don't have to know he is the Son of God. You don't have to know he died for your sins. Just believe. See, it's like you believe in anything. But that's not the belief God is expecting from you. God is expecting you a repentant heart and a repentant that I am sinner. Jesus, God, your Son Christ died for me. That is the repentant, and I accept him. I receive that as he saved me as a savior. See, if he did not save you or me, we just simply will go to hell. We have to accept the savior. It's like I say that there's a fire in the house and there is one person. It could be a child or a baby or a person in the house, you know, they have to find. See, the firefighters are trying to figure it out, where is this person, or the person is sleeping, or the person is unconscious because of the smoke. None of those things they don't know, but they break in somehow, and one of the firefighters were able to get there as the house was burning down. Even the pieces of the materials, they're falling down on him. He was still covering this person and pick him up and put on his shoulder and take him outside. Somehow, saved his life or her life or whoever was there. You see, how many times a firefighter does it? We had the biggest fire in the history this year in California. You know, San Diego, the whole, the county, good part of the county, and burned down. So many firefighters were working there. And let me tell you, one of the environmental disaster, and somehow this fire happens, many different reasons. So if somebody want to save you, wouldn't you take your safety through that person who saved you? Would you trust that person who believe you? You know, would you believe that person who came and carried you and took you out of the fire, the house with the fire? So this is what Jesus did. It's a hellfire going on. There's a hell God has created, not for humanity, but for Satan, Lucifer, and his angels. See, a good part of God's angelic beings joined in a rebellion, you know, maybe thousands and hundreds and millions of years ago. We don't know exact time. And when Lucifer, one of the main archangel, you know, it's a cherub category of angels, who basically had more power than all the other angels. He basically was supposedly saying that the king of the first earth whereas the Garden of Eden also, and in that first beautiful earth he ruled over, and he had ability to go to heaven and also worship God with his wings. The pipes and organs and instruments were made by God in him as he opened his wings, and seven voices of the music came through his instruments and pipes and worshiped God. He was a covering cherub, and he rebelled against God. He challenged the authority of God. He wanted the throne of God. And God have him completely throw him out of heaven. And there was the war between angelic hosts. God ordered Michael the archangel to cut him down, and the mighty, powerful, mighty archangel Michael and his angelic beings, the hosts of heaven, the army of heaven, fought against Lucifer and his companions, you know, so claimed to be one third of the angelic hosts God had. They were thrown down to the earth. Then there is a long story after that. The earth, the universe left in darkness. God kept it darkness, and there was no more light in the universe. Heaven is not in this universe for somebody's information. It's way out again, above, beyond our reach. You see, so we only can see the heavens like first heaven, the heavens we see, the skies. Above that there is star, galaxies, areas, all the stars and galaxies, and then the third heaven, which we, it's not in our reach, which is where God and his heaven is. So basically, because of Lucifer's rebellion, the world became darkness, earth was filled with water, God kept it to protect it from Satan, and his angels were further destroyed. And their fire came out of Lucifer from inside of him and burned him, Bible says. In the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, it's the story is said there, and also in Isaiah chapter 14. Now, going back to Jesus as the Christ, he did the miracle. And Nicodemus, one of the teachers of the law, and was a member, ruling member of the Sanhedrin, came in the night time, that he didn't want to anybody else see him. Now, Jesus replied, "You, the kingdom of God, unless you are born again." See, we were talking about the kingdom of God. It's in the earth now. It's in the people's heart. And it's in the church of Christ, God's church. What denomination does not matter, as long as you are born again by the Spirit of God and the Word of God. See, this is how you're born again. God's Spirit, Christ in spirit, will take place in your heart as you accept him. When I say God, Christ itself, it means all Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God. Through the Spirit of God, God's Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit enter in your heart, spiritually live in you, and there is a difference happens. You will get joy, Holy Spirit, and righteousness, and peace. This is what happened to you. So when you accept another religion, that does not happen to you. In the other religions, there is no acceptance. There is no reborn. There is no reborn birth. You see, this, not a lot of pastors have never spoken. In the other religions, there is no rebirth. Only accepting Christ Jesus, that we call it, there is a rebirth. Means your soul receive eternal life. Your soul died. Your spirit and soul dead to God, that became eternally living again. It illuminates in your heart so that you have righteousness of God on you, that God justified you, that you are not a sinner. Well, you are a sinner, but you are a forgiven sinner. And God placed his stamp on the book of life that you so-and-so accepted Christ today. He is become the family of God. He is a member. He is a child of God right now. You believed the moment. Then you continue to believe in continue in the Holy Spirit. He will guide you. You will study and pray and worship God. Praise God that you will continue your salvation in progression. So that's called progression. First, you're born again. You have become righteous. You are saved. You see, you die. You will go to heaven. Your spirit go to heaven. Or if you live until Christ return, you transform and your body will change and you will resurrect to heaven. You go to heaven. And those who died in Christ, they will resurrect and their bodies goes to heaven. Their souls, not the souls, just their body resurrect, you know. So everything as you believe. But the other religions, this does not happen. You expect the truth. When you believe in the truth will make you free. So this is the truth, that we are all sinners. Christ came, Jesus, he lived among us, among people at the time, right? He was a son of God. It's proven by his birth. It's proven by the prophecies and proven by his works, right? His ministries, his miracles, and his resurrection from the dead, that he proved that he was God. And he resurrected. He went to heaven after meeting with his disciples for 40 days. So now the miracle is here, happens in your heart, is that you accept Christ, as Jesus told Nicodemus in verse 4, chapter 3 of the Gospel of John. How can a man be born when he is old? Nicodemus asked. Surely he cannot enter the second time into his mother's womb to be born. Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Water stands for the word of God. You hear the word of God and the Holy Spirit will come in you. That's how you become transformed. Your change happens in your heart. You accept Christ and you will become born again. So the next verse, Jesus explains, the flesh gives birth to flesh. See, that's about the normal human birth. But the Spirit gives birth to spirit. See, what does it do? The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, enter your heart and he will give you a new birth of your spirit to give you eternity. And that means your spirit lives with no limit, no times, no ending, no death. Okay? So this is spiritual. This is spiritual. This is not physical. It's spiritual. You should not be surprised at my saying you must be born again. Don't be surprised, Jesus said. Next words, the wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear it sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit. So you don't know how the Spirit is doing it. You can't see the Holy Spirit. All you can feel, like the wind is blowing, you don't know where it came from, how it's where it, you know, its location and all those. But the Holy Spirit works the same way, that it enters your heart and it transforms you and you receive eternal life. Immediately, you feel peace. You felt you are righteous now before God. You left all your sinful desires totally, completely, same day. No, you will eventually leave it little by little, which is called progressive sanctification. So the salvation happens in the first time, at the second you believe in him. And the progression of your faith continue the process of cleansing your nature, behavior, attitudes, all those. That's called sanctification process. That will continue until the coming of the Lord. And you will continue becoming close to God's presence, reading and studying the scriptures. So that's how you become born again. How does this be? Nicodemus asked. Hey, Nicodemus, you are Israel's teacher, said Jesus, and you do not understand these things. I tell you the truth. We speak of things. We speak of what we knew, and we testify of what we have seen. But still you people do not accept our testimony. You see, this is the same happening today. See, this is what I feel, what we feel. We Christian followers of Jesus Christ who are born again, who believe in Jesus Christ, we got eternal life. We are telling the truth, the experience we have, the joy, the righteousness and peace in us, the Holy Spirit in us, we are telling, look, you can be like us. You know, that does not mean we will have all the problems go away from us. No, we will face all the problems of the world, but Jesus told us, my peace is with you. I am going to be with you till the end of the world. Until I return, I will be with you. Then once I come, I will take you to heaven. There is a place I am preparing for you. In the Gospel of John chapter 14, Jesus told, there is a place I am preparing for you. So there is the place. We have a hope in Christ. It's not that we become a Christian and we just end and we die after getting older and we breed and stay there. No, that's not how it happens to us. But that's what other theories are saying. The other religions are speaking. They don't know where they go. The other religions do not know how you get saved. You see, you know, in Islam, you do not know how you get saved. You just continue doing good things. See, how many times you can do good things? You don't even have time for your own things, and how do you help others? But very little time you have to help others. So you do some things, but we do also, right? Christians also, we do good works for others, but that's not the base for salvation. Salvation is by faith in Jesus Christ and Christ alone, and in his death and resurrection that he died for you. And you believe in him, he is the Son of God. That's what we have to believe. So when we believe, we receive eternal life. That's what we are talking about. So why are people don't want it? I always wonder, why don't you want eternal life? You know, don't you believe that world exists? Don't you believe that the whole thing is happening in the universe existing? And you see all these great things. God created the universe, though sometimes you ignore, you know, when you get sick, when you are on a deathbed, then you realize, man, I have heard, I could have accepted that the truth. You see, we want to make sure the truth is heard by as many people we can give this truth. See, that's what this radio ministry is all about. Why the pastors are in the radio ministry and they are speaking to the people? Because we expect the salvation, because no one can help anybody when they are going the eternal fire. Because those who don't believe in salvation received by the blood of Christ, by accepting his life, death and resurrection, you receive no salvation. Your heart, your soul has not, your spirit don't have eternal life. You don't live after your death. Or you don't go to heaven when Christ comes. That you have only one way. Jesus said, John Gospel chapter 14 verse 7, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. May the Lord richly bless you. I hope you understand how to accept Jesus Christ. Thank you very much.
Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of love.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. And if you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me and talk more about this subject, please call me at 954-993-0491. And my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKO, V like Victor, at gmail.com. That is PR dot CHACKOV at gmail.com.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Taken Studios, the podcast studio designed with you in mind. Whether you're preaching, teaching,